This is CBS Island World. I'm John Batchel with Bob Zimmerman, and we're wishing happy birthday to Curiosity, 10 years old. Bob, remind everybody, Curiosity, the pathbreaker, the rover on the surface of Mars, following up the genius success of Opportunity and Spirit, 10 years of discoveries. And what do you remember most about Curiosity, Bob, from when it first landed till now?
Well, to me, the most significant thing about Curiosity is that it is the first spacecraft on another planet that is actually climbing in the mountains of another planet. Every other Apollo mission, every other lander, every other rover, they always tended to go to flat areas that were safe to land. At least one or two Apollo missions landed near mountains, between mountains, so you had some great views in the distance. But Curiosity, after about 5-6 years of moving across the flats in Gale Crater, it finally moved into the mountain, the foothills of Mount Sharp, and I've been tracking it very closely for the last 5 years to watch it do this. This is just, the views are magnificent. Of course, along the way, it's telling us a great deal about the geology of Mars. We're really learning a great deal. We're finding out that Mars, of course, is not anything like the planet we predicted or imagined or fantasized about. It is a very complicated geological planet that has to do with cycles upon cycles upon cycles of climate change over and over again, not caused by SUVs, by the way, but by natural processes. And Curiosity is giving us a view of that. It's been there for 10 years, and based on its condition, we keep our fingers crossed it's going to be around for a lot longer, John.
The wheels, there are 6 wheels on Curiosity, and you have very carefully reported over the years, though, watching the wheels and how they've chosen new pathways as Curiosity proceeds. To avoid further damage. What is the most recent concern, Bob?
I have been tracking this for the last 6 years. What happened is, like the first 2 or 3 years of the mission, they suddenly discovered that Curiosity's wheels were experiencing greater damage than was expected. And so they quickly, this is about 7 years ago, they quickly instituted new software and approaches to how they move the rover to avoid as much as possible rocks or damage. And that change in approach worked for the next like 7 years. Very little damage, and I would track this. I would track one particular wheel, which is, it appears is the most damaged wheel of all, and I track it to show how the damage was or was not changing. And up until about 6 months ago, it pretty much had not changed in years and years. At least 5 years, there had been no change. But then, 3 months ago, they noticed additional changes. And this occurred since Curiosity's now moved into the mountains. So I posted pictures showing that change. Well, they posted, they took another picture of that wheel this past week, and I posted on Behind the Black to compare it to the previous picture taken in June. And there's more damage again. Now, it's not a lot of damage, but it's more damage. And so it appears that now the Curiosity is in the mountains, the terrain is rougher, and so it's getting harder to protect the wheels. Does this mean the mission is going to die in the next minute? No, it doesn't, because there's a lot of wheel left. The damage is still on a relatively slow pace. And they've already done tests to say they could even run the rover on its rims without any treads at all, if necessary. So there's a lot of wear left in these wheels. But nonetheless, this is an issue, and it's probably going to be one of the main reasons the mission will eventually end. But we're still looking at possibly 10 years down the road, John.
10 years. All right, fine. So we have damage on the wheels, but there are 6 of them I mentioned, and Curiosity is vigilant. SpaceX launches for South Korea. What did they launch?
They've launched South Korea's first lunar orbiter. It's called the Danuri, and it's mainly a engineering test for South Korea to learn how to do this. Though these are legitimate science instruments on it, and it is on its way to the moon. It will not get to the moon until December. It's taking a low-cost roundabout orbital path that saves fuel. But it'll get there in December, and it'll spend a year in orbit at least. And this is, once again, South Korea attempting to join the interplanetary exploration of the solar system with its own mission, John.
and an asteroid breakup. You've got graphs of pictures of this asteroid breakup. What is striking to you, Bob?
The pictures I have on Behind the Black are actually a computer simulation of the asteroid's breakup as it was shooting through the atmosphere when it came down. This asteroid is one of the first that was ever discovered just prior to impact and then tracked through impact to the ground. And then scientists were able to send out a whole bunch of students to pick up pieces. And so this is pieces we picked up on the ground, which they could then map, based on an actual asteroid they saw before it came in. And so that makes it very interesting. And what the scientists have been able to figure out, looking at the data and the layout of the pieces on the ground, is they've learned that surface parts of an asteroid, depending on how it comes in, can survive to the ground. With this particular asteroid, the front part of the asteroid acted as a heat shield so that any surface materials at the back of the asteroid actually ended up surviving. As the asteroid came in, the surface material ablated away in the front, and then at a certain point, the whole thing broke apart violently, and the larger pieces from the back, by that point, they had lost most of their velocity. They were more close to the ground. And so they fell without damage, with little damage. And so this not only what's important about this is this means that some asteroids that are very delicate, some of that delicate surface material can get to the ground and be observed. And that's a big deal, John. So it's a good piece of information for scientists for future asteroids.
Yes, I'm thinking about the dinosaurs, Bob. You know, it's bad enough to be fried by an asteroid striking the Yucatan Peninsula, but to have a big rock drop on your head. That seems humiliating. Finally, Jezero Crater, a cool picture. What are we looking at?
There's a cool picture of strange terrain southwest of Jezero Crater where Perseverance is. We're looking at strange layering, it looks like, but I'm not sure if the layering is horizontal or vertical or how it was formed, but it sure looks strange, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Happy birthday, Curiosity, 10 years old. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,